Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Ran across this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the weekend. I don't see very often, so I don't get the physical paper anymore, the letters to the editor. You got to kind of look for it. This one kind of stood out to me, and I couldn't wait to talk with our friend and teammate, Dr. Ken Harris from 101.7 The Truth and former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant about it. I'll read you the first line here, Dr. Ken. An idea occurred to me that the use of drones to follow lawbreakers is better than chasing them with police cars. This person goes on to write, you know, we're concerned rightly about police pursuits and what can come as the result of that, reckless driving, all of those things. Can't we just put up drones to track these guys instead of following them at high speed through the streets of Milwaukee?
No.
Answer is no.
Okay. I've got about 10 things, okay. I mean 15 seconds to go through. Number one, storage, the drone, the footage, who's going to have access to the video? Maintenance and monitoring. Power, who pays for it? Because you got to charge it. Deployment. We're going to use AI. We're going to use an officer, supervisor, command. Documentation. Is it court defensible? Like, what's the case law behind entering drone footage as evidence? Fourth Amendment issues, privacy. Does plain view doctrine apply for a drone? Right? Or, but wait a minute, a drone isn't a sworn officer. How do I get due process with a drone? How do I confront my accuser? Privacy issues. What if it catches something on private property while it's passing that has nothing to do with the crime itself that it's tracking? Airspace isn't owned, right? However, whatever you can control over your house, you can own, right?
Correct.
So when the sky is full of drones, what do we do? And then if you repeatedly use the drone to surveil a person, does it open you up to a tort claim for breach of civil duty, which is actually to serve and protect me?
So using drones to chase after a car is one thing, but I thought law enforcement did use drones
sure.
from time to time.
Sure, to surveil one particular thing, usually with a warrant. But do I need it now because I'm in public? And while I'm going to Vinny's house and I pass Eric's house and I go,
what's going on over there?
Right?
Yeah.
It opens up too much.
I think for me, Dr. Ken, too, there's so many practical obstacles as well. A chase initiates in an instant, in a moment.
Right.
You, as an officer behind the wheel, have witnessed something. You decide to pursue that vehicle. I mean, even just using drones was kind of a newer technology when I was over at TMJ4. There's a process. You got to go to the trunk. You got to get the thing there. I think we had to file a flight plan. Now, maybe law enforcement could get around that, but you got to put the thing up.
Because the laws are the same.
You may only have 15 minutes of a battery on a drone.
And you're near an airport. And
so if I'm in the car, just keep on driving. Like 16 minutes, 17 minutes, we're good.
Right. So and how many of them are you going to have?
But what if suspect bails out of car that is crashed on the run, runs into a wooded area? Can you fire up a drone then to help search for suspect?
How am I going to search over the trees?
There's fields as night. Where there's tall grass and there's
The sheriff's office used to have a helicopter that they used for surveillance or things, not just general surveillance, but they could put the chopper up if you're looking for somebody who's on the run or whatever.
Because it gets you there faster. Right. But other than that, there's nothing like good old-fashioned gumshoe, you know, on the ground, boots on the ground, doing the work. Because in the end, I have to testify to it. And if I'm not there, like, what do I do?
You were there virtually.
Right.
Virtual
that'll go over well.
All right, so we took care of that one. Thanks for your letter to the editor, sir. 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.